Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Coming up in a couple of particularly medium-length days, on Tuesday the 19th is a very special day, the spring equinox. On that day, the sun overhead will follow the path of the equator in its arc through the sky, giving everyone across the world 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. At 7:06 p.m. Alaska time, the sun's pass will cross over the equator into the northern hemisphere, and we will be in spring. I know that it's still going to feel very wintry for a while, and we may be yet to see our final snowfall, but the changes are happening. As the sun inches up into the northern hemisphere, more direct light will bring warmer temperatures. But one of the most initially obvious changes, which we attempted to account for last week with the daylight saving shift, is the amount of daytime we have each day. May 31st will have nearly 2 hours and 41 minutes more daytime than May 1st. That is a pretty big change over 1 month. In the world of ecology, we call this the photoperiod, and it has many effects on our natural world. And you, being part of the natural world, are going to see some of these effects. Increased day length means decreased night times, and this is one way you may pick up some of these effects. As the sun sets and light goes down, our bodies begin to produce melatonin. This chemical puts us in a more restful state and prepares our bodies for sleep. If you have ever gotten the feeling that it's so easy to get out of the bed in the morning or stay up late in the summer, it was. Your body was producing less melatonin and getting less of a trigger that it is time to sleep. We are not the only ones, though, whose melatonin levels are affected by the change in light. All animals produce melatonin, and all vertebrates, melatonin helps control sleep. It can go much further than this, though. Right now, our shores are a little more still, and the forests are fairly quiet compared to how they will be in the coming months. All of the shorebirds that will be flocking to or passing through Homer this spring are going to be triggered to migrate based off a drop in melatonin as days get longer. Perhaps even more dramatic, there are many birds such as the varied thrush or golden-crowned sparrow that do not leave Kachemak Bay for the winter, but are quite a bit less prevalent in the winter months. This is because they aren't singing. As the days get longer, the singing will start again. For a songbird, a longer day means an increase in the production of testosterone and a decrease in melatonin. This testosterone physically gets them ready to breed, like going through a puberty each spring. This combines with a drop in melatonin, and when this happens, the brain of the bird physically changes. And an area of the bird's brain responsible for singing, called the high vocal center, grows. A bigger vocal center for the bird means a forest filled with songs. With the day length increasing and melatonin dropping for everyone in Kachemak Bay, start to listen for more songs in the forest as we shift into spring. This is Henry Reiske, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.